You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great. Good morning, everyone. 10:07 a.m. here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Tuesday, September 2nd, 2025. It's 10:07. Well, let's make it 10:08 on my Bacardo's Jewelers watch. And that means it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values, and with the help of our man John Basiliga and his great family of companies to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we lost this year, but get to celebrate today. Like Harold Wittoszynski, Scranton, Gary Myers, Kingston, Harry Swithers, late of Arizona, he was from Alden. Alfred Michalik, Hazel Township. And Michael Smith, North Carolina, formerly of Clifton Heights, New Jersey. So, with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that our commitment to good sense and common sense will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in a world where an unaccomplished mayor announces for her next office while she's still running for the first office. Wow. Staggering arrogance. Staggering arrogance. Oh, by the way, lest I forget, the Bulldog was at our how could I even forget? I'm looking right at him. The Bulldog sat with he's become part of the tradition. And I think he was a little upset there were no fireworks. But Bulldog, did you have a good time on Sunday evening?
Yes.
You feel like you're part of the tradition, I hope?
Yes.
All right. And everybody's going, he is a Bulldog. That's what people say when they meet him. He is a Bulldog. Well, he was there. Hey, Mother Teresa for September 2nd. She says, if you want to become holy, become poor. Jesus became poor to save us. And if we really want to become poor like Jesus, then we have to be really poor, spiritually poor. Mother Teresa for September 2nd. Well, I'm poor, but I'm not sure what it's done for my spirit. Bulldog, let's play that history again because we're going to lead into Rick Bigelow. Bulldog wasn't ready with Rick Bigelow's theme song. There we go. Well, he's one of the premier patent attorneys in the country. But that's not all he does. He's a veteran. He's an historian. He's our historian. And he is with us again on this anniversary of the formal Japanese surrender on the USS Missouri. He is Rick Bigelow. Rick, welcome back to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you, man?
What? I'm fine. Glad to be with you, Bob.
Hey, good stuff. What a big day. What a, like, people don't recognize anymore, at least many don't, the magnitude of this surrender.
Yeah, it was one of the most important days of the 20th century for the United States, and actually for the world, because World War II had just been a cataclysm. I mean, they're looking at it now, and they think that, you know, at least 70 million people died, and of course, millions were displaced, and you know, borders were redrawn. Communism took hold in China. It was quite the event, without a doubt.
Oh, man. Take us through it.
Okay. Well, you know, we talked in previous weeks about the atomic bombs on the 6th and 8th of August, and then Hirohito with his surrender speech on the 15th. And that set into motion of how they were actually going to surrender and what was going to happen. And the amazing thing is almost overnight, the Allies in the Pacific transitioned from finalizing plans for what was going to be a horrendous invasion of the Japanese home islands to quickly developing plans for the surrender and occupation of Japan and other nations of the Japanese Empire. And you know, the Japanese still had 3.5 million soldiers in Japan, and they had another 6 million or so in China and Burma and the Philippines and the Dutch East Indies and everything like that. So everybody had to work out surrender plans and processes in all those different places. It wasn't just in the Japanese home islands that they were going to surrender. So it was also very important for the Allies to get the surrender done as quickly as possible and liberate the POWs, because we knew that Japanese commanders had commanded generals who were in charge of the prison camps to kill all Allied POWs as soon as there was an invasion of the Japanese home islands. And I think with I guess what you'd call the ignominy of surrender, a lot of the Japanese soldiers and generals wouldn't have taken that too well. So we wanted to liberate the POWs as quickly as we could. Just some interesting statistics. In Germany, in the POW camps, about 2% of U.S. POWs died. And, of course, many of them had been injured already in the war. So 2% had died. In the Japanese prison camps, about 40% of all U.S. POWs had died. And only about 31,000 U.S. and British Commonwealth troops were repatriated and freed from those prison camps after the war. And some 900,000 Korean slave laborers were returned to Korea. So not only were there a lot of POWs who were working hard for the Japanese Empire, there were almost a million Korean slave laborers. One of the things that became very important after the Soviets invaded China and Korea and Manchuria was the Japanese soldiers knew they wanted to surrender to the Americans and to the British and not to the Soviets. Hmm. So at least 1.6 million Japanese soldiers surrendered to the Soviets, and only about a million of them were ever repatriated. So as far as getting to the point of what happened in the surrender ceremony in Tokyo Bay, on August 19th of 1945, a group of Japanese generals flew to Manila to meet with MacArthur's staff to discuss the mechanics of the surrender process. And once again, it wasn't only the surrender in the Japanese home islands, but it was in all the other territories that the Japanese had occupied. One of the interesting things was MacArthur himself would not meet with any of these Japanese generals. He was already setting up for himself to be looked upon as superior to everybody, even to the Emperor of Japan. And I mean, he was perfect for this job because he was kind of an imperious type of guy.
His arrogance and his showmanship, both of them came together to actually be the perfect combination, didn't they?
Absolutely. In fact, I mean, it's interesting that Nimitz really wanted to be the supreme commander in Japan after the surrender. But Truman said, nope, you know, MacArthur's the guy for that because he's used to commanding ground forces and all that sort of stuff. So I think it was a really good choice on Truman's part. So on August 28th, U.S. troops begin landing in Japan, and there's a picture of Marines landing in Tokyo Bay. I think it was around the Atsugi Air Base in Tokyo Bay. It was a much different assault and landing than they envisioned about a month earlier. So August 28th, we start bringing troops in. By the end of 1945, we had over 400,000 troops in Japan, and they began the disarming process. One of the things they wanted to do was make sure when the surrender ceremony happened that there wouldn't be a bunch of rogues who would attack the surrender process or attack the Imperial Palace or anything like that. So one of the first things they did was they removed all the propellers from all the Japanese military aircraft, and there were about 5,000 Zeros, Japanese Zeros, and bombers that were slated to become kamikazes if the Allied invasion actually took place. They also had 5,000 what they call Shinyo suicide motorboats that were ready to attack the Allied fleet if we actually invaded. A whole bunch of U.S. naval personnel went to all the Japanese warships and ensured that their weapons were neutralized by taking ammunition and also disabling the naval guns and so on and so forth. We also went through a process of neutralizing all the Japanese army weapons. And one of the interesting things that happened was a lot of the Japanese generals who were in the home islands started to stockpile in secret places ammunition and weapons and so on and so forth. They were sort of planning an insurrection after the surrender, but we were successful in finding all these caches of weapons and neutralizing them. And one of the things that they were really interested in was location and destruction of Japanese chemical and bioweapons, which they did.
Amazing.
So, hey, Rick Bigel,
we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with August 30th with MacArthur. Rick Bigelow is our guest. The surrender, the formal surrender of Japan, is our subject. We will be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
The Supremes, Murph tells us, they moved from number 8 to number 3 with their hit Reflections, this date, 1967. Well, Rick Bigelow's with us, and we're talking about the formal surrender of the Japanese. We left off at August 30th when MacArthur flew from Okinawa to Atsugi Air Base and announced his 11 priorities for Japan. What do you say there, Rick?
Well, I'll briefly go over them. Here's what he said he was going to do. And basically, he announced this to his staff on the flight from Okinawa to Atsugi. He said he was going to destroy the Japanese military, build the structure of a representative government, enfranchise women, free political prisoners, liberate the farmers, establish a free labor movement, and also abolish police oppression, which was embodied in the Kempei Tai, which had been the secret police, which had basically terrorized most of the Japanese citizens for many years. So MacArthur was smart. He was a voracious reader of history, and he knew that lengthy occupations don't end well. So he wanted to implement all these reforms very quickly and then turn Japan back to a reformed, westernized Japanese people. And he was looking at doing this in 5 to 6 years. And so he proceeded with all haste once he took over. So he also, on the flight over, he also announced to his staff that they would not be carrying arms when they landed in Japan. And they all thought he was crazy.
Yeah, that's a little, that's a lot risky, man.
It was quite the leap of faith. But he said he wanted to show the Japanese people that he was coming not as a conqueror, but as a kind of a mentor to show them how to become a westernized nation. And he didn't want to appear to be very threatening. And he knew that since the emperor had commanded that there would be a surrender, that 99.9% of the Japanese people would go along with it, and they would respect what the emperor said. And, you know, like we said before, he was just perfect for this job. He was somewhat between a viceroy of Japan and the new shogun. And so in a lot of ways, when the Japanese people saw him get off the plane, and there's a picture of this, he gets off his plane that was named the Bataan in honor of the Bataan Death March. He gets off and he just stands at the top of the stairway, and he just looks around as if he was the emperor overlooking his new empire. And of course, he had his wrinkled hat and his corncob pipe on, and so on and so forth. So it was pure theater, but it worked very well. So he gets to the Yatsugi Air Base, and he's taken to the Grand Hotel in Yokohama, and this was on the 30th of August. And the car he was driven in was powered by charcoal. There was so little gasoline or diesel fuel in Japan at the time that private cars were powered by charcoal. So on the way to the hotel, Japanese soldiers were positioned every few yards to provide security. So as the car carrying MacArthur passed, each one of them turned their backs on the vehicle. And initially, members of MacArthur's staff were just outraged at that because they thought it showed disrespect. But a Japanese official who was with them said, this is the same kind of respect that they show the emperor when the emperor's car drives along, because no one was supposed to look at the emperor. Yeah. And they were showing MacArthur the same degree of respect. And I guess one of the things you think about is, if it had been Nimitz or Halsey or somebody like that, would they have had the same sort of respect for him? I don't know. But once again, MacArthur was just perfect for this role. So the next morning at breakfast, MacArthur orders an egg. It took the Japanese hotel staff an hour to find an egg. Mm. There was so little fresh fruit and vegetables in eggs or poultry or whatever in Japan at the time that it was indicative of the fact that the Japanese people were slowly starving. In fact, the food was so scarce in Japan that members of his staff took every opportunity to go out to the Navy ships for meetings so that they could get a couple decent meals out of the deal. So we get to the actual surrender ceremony on September 2nd, the identity of which Japanese officials would sign the surrender document was kept secret. On the morning the surrender was to take place, a heavily guarded convoy left Japanese government offices, proceeded to a pier where a U.S. destroyer took them out to the USS Missouri, which was anchored way out in Tokyo Bay. The ceremony took place on the Missouri, along with about 300 other Allied ships that were in the bay. Japanese Foreign Minister Shigemitsu, representing the civilian government, and Army Chief of Staff Umezo signed the surrender document on behalf of the Japanese Army and Navy. Shigemitsu was a opponent of the war from way back when, and periodically he was removed from power, and then they had to bring him back because he had a certain degree of prominence in the Japanese government and among foreign nations. So following the surrender, Shigemitsu was arrested, imprisoned, and convicted as a war criminal, even though he opposed the war. He served 5 years, which was the lightest sentence of any convicted war criminal. He was active in the new Japanese government until his death in 1957. Following the surrender, General Umezo was arrested, tried and convicted, and sentenced to life in prison. He died in prison in 1949. His family became converts to Catholicism, and he was given last rites by a Catholic priest, and his daughter actually became a Catholic nun. Conspicuous in their absence was Emperor Hirohito and any member of his extended family. So MacArthur was in overall charge of the ceremony. He signed on behalf of the Allied nations. Nimitz signed on behalf of the U.S. Representatives from the other nations, the U.K., Canada, China, France, Netherlands, Australia, New Zealand also signed. In addition, a representative of the Soviet Union signed, even though they had only been in the war for a couple of days at that point in time. Also conspicuous in his absence was Admiral Ray Spruance, who was stationed off Okinawa with the mighty Fifth Fleet in case the Japanese tried to sabotage the proceedings. The Canadian representative signed the surrender document in the wrong place, setting off a cascading effect of signatures in the wrong place. In fact, we've got a picture of the actual surrender document is signed, and you can see that several places they had a line out who signed it and initial it and so on and so forth. So just a little obscure theater added into it there. And then there's a picture of the quarterdeck of the Missouri as it is today out in Pearl Harbor. So after the ceremony was over, MacArthur turned to Halsey and said, "Start them up, Bill." And 1,500 Army, Navy, and Marine Corps planes flew over the ceremony. There were so many planes that it just went on for about 10 minutes. And in the aftermath of that that impressive show with all the ships and all the planes, in his debrief, one Japanese admiral said, "We must have been crazy to think we could have beaten the Americans."
Which was exactly what MacArthur wanted them to think.
Exactly. And, I mean, when you fast forward to today, and there's no reason that Trump, when Putin met him in Alaska, he had a big flyover, and he had Putin walk right between all the B-2 bombers and so on and so forth. So,
it's a famous picture on the deck of the USS Missouri. That's a funny aside that they started signing in the wrong place. Oh my gosh!
Yep.
That is true history. True history.
Rick Bigelow.
Thank you, my man. I appreciate it. Always a pleasure. I look forward to the next history lesson we get from you. They're always important. Always important.
Glad to do it, Bob.
All right. Rick Bigelow, patent attorney extraordinaire, but he's also our historian. We'll take a break. It's the Bob Cordaro Show. We'll be back.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
If you go outside the Bloomsburg Legion, you have a number of monuments, including one carved in stone asking, what is a veteran? And this involves and describes all of them, peacetime, wartime. It says, a veteran, whether active duty, discharged, retired, or reserve, is someone who at one point in his or her life wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America and its people for an amount of up to and including his or her life. Gary Myers, he was from Kingston, passed away at home on August 22nd. His infectious happiness, generous spirit, he had a remarkable ability to uplift those around him, always finding a silver lining in every situation. His optimism was contagious. Gary was a proud graduate of Kingston High School and Wilkes University and had a distinguished career in the banking industry. His contributions there were significant, and he left a lasting impact on those who had the privilege of working with him. Gary proudly served us in the U.S. Army during the Vietnam War. His dedication and bravery were recognized with numerous medals, including the prestigious Bronze Star. He survived by his beloved wife and caregiver, Mary, who he often described as the love of his life. He survived by his son, daughter, and grandchildren as well. Gary Myers. Harold Wittyshinsky. He passed away August 12, 2025, at the age of 87. A devoted husband, father, proud Marine, master mason. He was a scuba diver as well. Born in Scranton, and from a young age, he exemplified strength of character, a strong moral compass, and an unshakable sense of duty. He proudly served this country as a corporal in the U.S. Marine Corps. In the 50s, he held his country and the Marine Corps with deep pride and unwavering loyalty. His commitment to justice continued, though, and led to a long and distinguished career as a criminal investigator with the Pennsylvania State Police, 1967 to 1991. In addition to his professional accomplishments, Harold was a proud master mason. He leaves behind his most dedicated wife of 64 years, Marianne, three daughters, and grandchildren, as well as other family members. Harold Wittyshinsky. Our great veterans this hour brought to you by John Basiliga and his incredible family of companies, from Basiliga Hospitality to Eastern Roofing Systems, to Serenity Care, to J. Bass Commercial and Residential Realty. Our great veterans tribute this hour. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Today, sunny with a chance of an isolated shower. It'll be about 78 degrees. Tonight, clear skies, low 56. Wednesday, mix of sun and clouds with chance of a stray shower, 78 degrees. Thursday, morning sun, then cloudy with showers and thunderstorms. Late in the day, it'll be about 78 degrees. The Doors. Murph tells us they had the number four hit with Light My Fire. This date, 1967. Hey, speaking of music and speaking of Murph, he's going to be performing Sunday at the Bucktown Music Festival. I'm going to have him call in later this week to tell us about that great event up in the Dunmore Corners on Sunday. And guess what? Something else neat. Our gal, Rebecca Martino, she's back. Stately Pet Supply, Clark Summit, and here she is. How are you, Rebecca?
Bob, I'm doing great. Thanks very much. I was grooving out to the doors because there's that little bit of a delay when I'm on hold.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden I hear Bob's voice. Great song. Murph does a great job.
He really does. I let the music play longer than most talk show hosts because I'm like, you don't want to cut people off, boom, when it's a good song. You don't want to cut them off.
So no, that's, and that's, you know, right when everyone's getting into the groove of it, yes, where everyone's like, oh, wait, this is the best part. Hold on, this is the best part. And then they turn it up. So you let it play. And you did that with Sister Golden Hair a couple months ago when I listened to you. And you talked about how you liked coming home from school and practicing when the when the drums first come in.
Yeah.
No, it's awesome. It's a great feature to your show. So I was sitting around trying to think about some marketing that I'd like to do. And it brings me back to all the things that I talk about that can, you know, be some neat little tips and tricks for dog owners, but I should come back to the reason I got into this business in the first place. And that is, I had a sick dog. We had a sick dog. My husband and I had full-time jobs. I was a nurse at Geisinger Wyoming Valley. Andy was, he worked in satellite communications at Tobyhanna Army Depot. He was traveling all around the world. We had great jobs and we quit. We just up and quit because our dog was sick. And after a single food switch, she got better. And we realized there's not really any guidance in the area. Once you leave your veterinarian's office, you're on your own to navigate the products after you've received your diagnosis, you know? So Just to sum it up, we're not veterinarians. I am not. I'm not a nutritionist. But when you're trying to find something in the market, there is an enormous amount of smoke and mirrors. You're not getting what you think you're getting. And that's one of the things that we found difficult to navigate. We thought we were nailing it, but our dog wasn't getting better. So getting back to the marketing, when I say I was going over my marketing, one of my most successful diner placement ads was very simple. The top line said, itchy dog, ? And I'm sure somebody listening is going, my dog is always itchy. And what you may be looking at is probably been called a food allergy, but it's probably not. What you probably have is technically a food sensitivity. And food sensitivities are things that can be defined as, or you'll see symptoms, a very hamster wheel style of symptoms. Inflamed skin, hair loss, they're chewing all their paws, not just the front two, chronic ear issues, belly trouble, and steroids and antibiotics fix it for a little bit. But then after that, you're right back at the vet with the same symptoms.
Yeah.
So I'll keep it brief, but I would like to touch on this next week because I know you have, there's a little time issue, but just a little teaser. I'd like to talk about itchy dogs next week, and it's not as difficult as you think to fix this little hamster wheel that you might be on. Absolutely, absolutely a food switch and a few supplements and a discussion can usually nail it down within a few months. And what you're looking to heal is the gut. And I'll leave it there. That's our little teaser for next week, and I'll give you some more information then.
Excellent. Well, Rebecca, always a pleasure to have you, and we look forward to next week because everybody's got a dog that has those issues sooner or later. So I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
Bob, thanks very much. Enjoy your week.
All right, you too. Rebecca Martino, Stately Pet Supply in Clark Summit. We'll take a break. It's the Bob Cadaro Show. We will return. Murph tells us this date, 1972. Gilbert O'Sullivan, he moved back up to number one with his hit Alone Again, Naturally. And I really have zero melancholy, really, most of my whole life. But I love that song. It's a sad whatever. I do love the song. Anyway, hey, a bunch of you have texted in because Brian Hughes was doing the news talking about a Big Mac meal, which can be charged up to $18. And I said, Brian, get in here to talk about this. Is it $18 for a Big Mac meal?
Well, there was one McDonald's apparently in Connecticut that was charging $18. Unless they were bringing their French fries in directly from France to add to it. It seems a bit out of hand.
But what you saw was $8, right?
Is that $8 is now what they're lowering the prices of the value meals. So at $8 is a value meal. And then I think a few other fast food places are doing that as well.
When we were kids, it was a big deal to go to Burger King. And me and my brothers, we ate like animals. And I remember we had a bill that was over $10 at Burger King. And it was like the people who owned the Burger King and were working were shocked at that size of a bill to feed five people.
Really? Well, the burgers were like 29 cents at one time. Yeah. I can remember those days.
Oh, well, you reassure me. I didn't want to disrupt your news gathering, but I just thought this needed to be addressed. Yeah.
Well, just get back to that Gilbert Sullivan song.
Uh-huh.
He had another song, which is a lot more up-tempo, Get Back, Get Down, I think. You're a bad dog, baby. And that was much more up. So, I mean, you got both the highs and lows with
But I love this song. I love the long again, one. Naturally. I really do. All right. Well, thank you, Brian.
You're welcome.
If I say this, I said, when I was in prison, I couldn't wait to be alone.
Understandable.
I can't wait to be alone. Oh, lordy, lordy. Hey, just a couple of texts to get to, but thanks to Brian for coming in. So this is, what is meant by the radiation symbol on signs for data centers? Does that mean their power source is a small nuclear generator? No, I think that the computers and the systems generate radiation. I mean, not any dangerous levels unless you're continually bombarded with it. But I think that's what it is. I may even check that out. By the way, Tom from Dallas telling us there's a movie called Emperor. And it depicts a lot of what we talked about today with Rick Bigelow, with General Douglas MacArthur. And I'll have to check that out. I really will. Cinderblock checking in. He says, I have to treat the morning show like radioactive or toxic waste. The less time I'm exposed to it, the better. I forget where it finishes, but yeah. They're still with this old Mayor Many Names is a great candidate. Why? Please tell me why. Because she's a left-wing lunatic or because she's an awful mayor? Which do you want? It's crazy. It's crazy. You know, we've got a left-wing lunatic morning show. What are you going to do? We love them. We love them dearly. But you're not going to get much political truth there. It's just what is. You're going to get left-wing talking points. That's what you'll get. And what do we tell you? The entire left wing of the Democrat Party, which owns the current Democrat Party, bases everything on lies. Medicaid cuts. It's insanity. And they just keep doing it. By the way, Tenor Jim tells me that he's adjusted the lyrics of the hit song Country Roads by John Denver, and his quartet does it. And here's the first stanza, a good way to finish the hour. Almost heaven, Pennsylvania, endless mountains, Lackawanna River. Life is old there, older than the trees. Younger than the mountains, blowing in the breeze. Pothole roads take me home to the place I belong. Pennsylvania, mountain mama, take me home, pothole roads. LTS back at you, Tenor Jim. It really does apply to Scranton. It really, sadly, it does. And now the mayor who can't fix a pothole wants to be your congressperson simultaneous with her run for re-election as mayor. You could not make this up. You literally couldn't. But it's sadly true. Hey, when I look up, I see my Bacardo jeweler's watch. And it's not a Breitling, it's not an Oris, it's not a Longines, it's not a Michelle, it's not a Shinola, it's not a Luminox, it's not a Swiss Army, and it's not a Seiko. It's a Bacardo jeweler's watch, and it tells me it's 11:02. You know what that means? Brian Hughes has got to do the news again. We'll do that. We'll come back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.